This is the second differential exercise, another stepping stone in developing the ability, the skill, to use the calming practice, the centering, throughout the day, whatever you're doing. Now, on this exercise, I'm going to use three challenges. Sipping from a glass of water or something that you can drink from, writing a few words on a piece of paper, and standing up. When you do this differential practice on your own, without the tape, then by all means use other challenges. Simple activities, cleaning the teeth, eating a little, walking slowly across a room. These simple activities can be used as practice opportunities. So use this second differential tape and make sure you also, at times, sit down and use other challenges other than the ones I give you here. But right now, having made sure that you've got something to drink from, something to write with, stop the tape and go and get those now if you need to. But when you're ready, we'll scan now through the body. So, feet, ankles, calves, up through the knees and thighs. Relax. Relax. Unwinding and relaxing. All the way up through the pelvis, the buttock muscles, up to the waist. Let the legs go. Let the legs release. And the front of the body, stomach, chest, let the shoulders soften and sink down. Release down through the arms, unwinding and relaxing, unwinding and relaxing. Calmness spreading. Calmness spreading through the body, through the mind, out through the tips of the fingers, and up the back, up the muscles on either side of the spine, up the backs of the ribs to the shoulder blades and the shoulders, the neck and the back of the head. Take charge. Focus. Be aware. Take responsibility for your state. Soften over the scalp. Smooth out the forehead. Feel that the eyes and the face can relax. Peaceful inside. Peaceful inside. Calm and relax even more. Notice roughly where you are on the 100 to 0 scale. Peaceful inside. Peaceful inside. Now do these activities almost in slow motion as you're learning. As you get better at it, more experienced, gradually over the days of practice, bring the speeds up more towards normal life speeds. But for now, slowly reach for the glass or the cup that you've got and slowly bring it across. Bring it up to your lips. Take the water, whatever the fluid is you're drinking, and gradually sip at it. Take a few sips from the glass or cup. Notice what else is happening. What's happening down in the legs? What's happening in the passive arm? What's happening in the face? You have the skill now to stay relaxed inside. Relax inside. And then put the container back down carefully now. Come back to the original starting position. Relax. Relax down. Relax through and through. Notice where you are on the scale. Observe how with these exercises, at least two things are happening. One is that you learn to allow most of the body to be peaceful, relaxed, and calm, even though some muscles are active. The differential between activity and quietness. And also, mostly we don't really notice simple activities. We don't really pay attention to them. So there's also a kind of a waking up, a coming out of automatic mode, a being in the present with the simple activities. And that can be very joyful, very beautiful, very alive. So now, reach slowly, peacefully, for the writing implement and the paper. Then when you're ready, slowly again, begin to write, may just be the same word again and again, or a sentence if you like, begin to write on the paper. Notice what's happening in the rest of your body. You can be more peaceful. You can be more relaxed. And notice how you can be so aware of the little movements in your hand as you write. The sensation of the tip of the pencil or pen as it moves across the paper. The amazingly fine precision of being able to form the letters. Relax the legs. Relax the face, the shoulders. Calm. Notice where you are on the 100 to 0 scale. Good. Present and peaceful. Aware and relaxed. And then put the writing things back down. Again, back to the original position. Enjoy the peacefulness, the calmness. Come back to your word or phrase if your mind wanders too much at any stage. If you find that helpful, back to the breath. back to focusing in. Relax all the way through, all the way through. And now the third challenge, the third learning, taking your time, stand yourself up. Now when you're learning, you can always do this with your back close to a wall or in a corner. As you get better at this, come out into the middle of the room. To be done with eyes open or closed, whichever you find easier. Again, as you get better, make sure you have the eyes open. That's more natural. That's how it will be if you're standing in a queue or waiting for something. And that, too, an opportunity to scan and come back inside, to recenter and to calm. So, standing now, notice your feet on the earth. You don't have to hold on with your toes. The earth isn't about to run away. Rest on the surface of our world. Calm feet. Relax up into the lower legs, into the thighs. Notice. You obviously have to keep some activity, but less than we really expect, less than we usually expect. Notice which is more active, the muscles at the front of the leg or the back. Relax. Be peaceful. And the buttock muscles. Stationary standing, the buttock muscles can relax. So can the belly. Relax. Relax. And one of the joys of relaxing standing, often the best position for releasing the arms. They can hang down and release with the pull of gravity from the neck. Releasing out through the shoulders, down the arms, all the way down and out through the fingertips, the back as well, neck as well, scalp and face as well, standing calmly. Standing peacefully. Notice how have the feet gone? Are the toes still relaxed, not gripping? Buttock muscles and belly. Arms. Face peaceful. Learn to appreciate standing relaxation. There are many opportunities through the day to do this. Learn to savor, to enjoy this too, a centering exercise we can always return to. Use the breath if you want, a word or phrase if you want. And this familiar calming through and through inside. Note where you are on the relaxation 100 to 0 scale. And taking your time, sit back down again. Taking your time, settle back down again. Settle down. Eyes closed for a few moments. Peaceful inside. Peaceful inside. Relax all the way through. Good to be making this skill more portable. Good to be developing the ability to carry calmness with you, to recenter, to be able to reconnect throughout the day. Good. Good. And when you're ready to, again, move a little and slowly open your eyes.